45 illegal diesel generators near two schools. The data center reckoning arrives in New Jersey. Sam Altman acknowledged publicly this week that Americans hate data centers, a notable admission from the chief executive of a company pushing a $50 billion infrastructure build-out that has already surpassed its original 10-gigawatt Stargate target. Large-scale AI data centers consume as much power as small cities, generate significant heat and noise, require enormous quantities of water for cooling in regions where water scarcity is increasingly acute, and employ relatively few local workers, meaning communities absorb substantial infrastructure and environmental costs without the job creation that would typically. The hostility, Altman implicitly conceded, is not irrational. Justify them. A Microsoft-backed data center in Vineland, New Jersey, has provided the week's starkest illustration of how that tension plays out in practice. The facility was found to have been operating 45 diesel generators without the required environmental permits. The generators are located approximately 1 mile from two schools. Environmental groups are demanding Microsoft halt operations entirely. Diesel generators produce nitrogen oxides and particulate matter, pollutants with documented respiratory health effects, particularly in children. Running 45 of them without permits near schools is not a technical paperwork lapse. It is a substantive public health compliance failure. What the New Jersey case exposes is a widening gap between the pace of AI infrastructure deployment and the regulatory frameworks designed to govern it. Permitting processes exist to conduct environmental review, assess health impacts, and notify affected communities. When a company bypasses those processes, it is effectively deciding unilaterally that its timeline supersedes the requirements, a pattern visible across the technology industry for years, summarized as deploying first and seeking permission later, if at all. The implicit political favorability the current administration has shown toward AI development creates pressure on regulatory agencies to move slowly on enforcement. But 45 unpermitted diesel generators near schools is the kind of documented failure that becomes difficult to manage away. Altman's public acknowledgement of community hostility signals that OpenAI is aware it faces a perception and relations problem capable of generating real regulatory and political headwinds for its infrastructure ambitions. Whether the response will be substantive community engagement or cosmetic outreach remains to be seen. What is certain is that energy consumption will remain a flashpoint. If AI computing scales as industry projections suggest, the power demands of the next 5 years will require significant new generation capacity, major efficiency improvements, or both, and the communities hosting the infrastructure will keep demanding an accounting of why they bear the costs.